Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He is not here, he is risen. As Maundy Thursday contained the first sermon for Good Friday, the day before explaining what would happen on the cross, the angels preached to the women at the tomb the first Easter sunrise sermon. He is not here, he is risen. The cross of Jesus Christ stands empty to the sky. He is not there, and he is not in the tomb. His grave is wide open. The sign of Jonah has proven true. As the Son of Man was in the earth 3 days, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, the Son of Man has now risen out of the belly of the earth. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. It is the biggest news the world has ever known, the biggest news that could ever possibly come to somebody's ears. And it comes with very big benefits. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and you can live without doubt. Does God love you? Does God care about you? Does God actually hear your prayers when you pray to him? Does God keep his promises? So many questions like these cause doubt in the minds of so many people, but needlessly, because on Easter Sunday, all of these questions and the myriad of more are answered with the definitive yes. Yes, God keeps his promises. Yes, God cares for you. Yes, your prayers are heard. Yes, in Jesus Christ, God loves you. Christ Jesus rose from the dead and proved every word that came from his mouth and every word of Holy Scripture to be the truth. He proved that the Father in heaven is indeed faithful and does what he says that he will do. Whatever God says he would do is testified to by the fact that Jesus Christ's tomb is empty and he is risen from the dead. You don't need to live your life in wondering. You don't need to live your life hand-wringing, wondering what the definite answer to these big questions is. The tomb is empty and God is true. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and you can live without guilt. No guilt, none whatsoever. All of your sins, just as if you were the only person who ever existed, are nailed to the cross. If you were the only person that ever existed, God's love for you is such that he still would have become incarnate, still would have died on Good Friday and risen from the dead for your justification. Since he rose, the promise of his work is in full effect. And that is simply that the Lamb of God who carries away the sins of the world has in fact done it. Your sins are as far from you as the east is from the west. If you're older, your past, your foolish childhood and teenage and 20s, gone, far removed from you and forgotten. The Father looks at you and doesn't see you, but he sees the glorious righteousness of his own Son who took your place. And he looks at you and says, "This is now my beloved Son for Jesus' sake." Because Jesus is not dead but living, the water and the blood that poured forth from his side on Good Friday has been and indeed is and ever will be a lavish flood of washing for you, covering over your sins so that you can live all of your days without guilt. Jesus Christ is risen, and you can live without fear. no fear of nothing. Your biggest threat in this life, it's not other people, it's not other countries, it's not weapons of violence, it's not the loss of your job or income, it's not even disease. Your biggest threat is sin and death, and Jesus has conquered it. He's taken care of it. It's all done. Nothing left for you to do to mop up. Jesus won the victory over death and the grave on Easter morning, and moreover, he didn't just win it for himself, he won it for you. The victory is yours with him. Your celebration is his celebration because the victory over death is one and the same. It is conquered. Since that biggest threat has been destroyed then, what do you have to fear of lesser things in life? What in the world that is far less dangerous than death and eternal separation from God can cause you any stress or trouble? If you're thinking clearly, absolutely nothing. Hear again this stanza from the hymn of the day, number 5, if you want to read it again. The world against me rages, its fury I disdain. Though bitter war it wages, its work is all in vain. My heart is care, my heart from care is free. No trouble troubles me. Misfortune now is play, and night is bright as day. You are hidden with God in Jesus Christ. By your faith, everything that is his is now yours. The risen Christ is your advocate. He is your defender, and he is your friend. So then, dear Christians, view all adversity. View all causes of alarm, all causes for fear accordingly. Your biggest victory has already been won. Live like it. Today is Easter. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, is living, risen from the grave. Cast away all doubt, cast away all guilt, and cast away all fear. He has won for you a birthright and given it to you. Rejoice in that now and always. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.